On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Emma Ryan with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, nurses at Letterkenny University Hospital are set to be consulted on industrial action over unsafe staffing levels and overcrowding. The number of COVID-19 cases recorded in the Northwest has almost doubled in the past week. Police in Derry say three people had a frightening experience last night when a masked man and woman armed with an axe entered a house in Caw Close in the early hours of this morning. And a local councillor believes politics is becoming more toxic. Those stories to follow in full plus more. After the break, Oisin Kelly will be here with all the latest in sport, and Colin Farrader has this Friday's Nuked. But first in news. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is set to begin consulting nurses at Letterkenny University Hospital on industrial action over unsafe staffing levels and overcrowding. This week has seen the worst on record for overcrowding in hospitals here, with almost 3,000 people on trolleys between Tuesday and today. The INMO say what happened this week was totally avoidable, and they have warned that there would be overcrowding in January. When asked about a possible nurses' strike earlier, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly said he is listening to nurses and midwives.
We need to listen very carefully to the nurses, to the midwives, and be responding to the things that they're saying. So really what we need to be doing is working with the HSE, working with individual hospitals to find ways to have permanent healthcare professionals in those roles, because the roles broadly are sanctioned and the challenge is recruiting permanently into those roles. I think that's the kind of thing that the emergency department nurses need to be hearing from government.
There has been a further drop in the number of people waiting on a trolley at Letterkenny University Hospital, as the number of patients without a bed at Irish hospitals reached a new record height earlier this week. There were 56 people on a trolley at Letterkenny University Hospital. That has dropped to 42 today, according to the latest figures from the INMO. Police in Derry say three people had a frightening experience last night when a masked man and woman armed with an axe entered a home in Caw Close in the early hours of this morning. A major investigation has now been launched. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Police say at around 1:45 this morning, a masked man forced his way into the home armed with what was reported to be an axe. He tried to force his way into a bedroom, but was prevented by a man inside the room who blocked the door. A masked woman then entered the house and subsequently left with the masked man a short time later. She's described as being 5'2" in height with dark hair. She wore a navy hooded top, possibly dark coloured jeans. The man's reported as being around 6 feet tall with dark hair. He was wearing a dark coloured hoodie and dark bottoms and sunglasses. It's believed the male suspect fled in the direction of Nelson Drive and the female toward the country park. Police say they're working to establish the circumstances of the incident and to determine what the motive may have been. They're urging anyone with information or anyone who saw anything suspicious in the area to contact them. In particular, they're asking anyone with a dash cam to check their footage, which may have captured the suspects.
Politics is becoming more toxic. That's according to Councillor Jack Murray, who says attacks on elected representatives has become somewhat acceptable. It comes after a bag of excrement was thrown at Minister Anne Rabbitt and Senator Kieran Canning at a public meeting in Galway on Wednesday night. Speaking on today's 9 to noon show, Councillor Jack Murray says incidents such as this are deterring people from entering politics.
I do think politics in a way is getting a lot more toxic. I think attacks on politicians is almost becoming to be seen as fair game. I know the ALG, which is Association for Local Councillors, did a survey among their members, and they said that almost half of county councillors had considered stepping down or are considering stepping down because of the abuse that they had received, which is very worrying, because we should be encouraging people into politics. We need more people, particularly we need to encourage more young people and more women into politics, because it's underrepresented among those demographics. And this type of thing is only going to discourage people that we need from coming forward.
The number of COVID-19 cases recorded in the Northwest has almost doubled in the past week, while the flu is also on the rise. 240 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim over the past week. This is almost double the level in the week before Christmas Day. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
In the past 7 days, Public Health North West has been notified of 240 COVID-19 cases in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. The Public Health North West is investigating more than 20 COVID-19 outbreaks and 5 flu outbreaks in long-term care facilities with cases among residents and staff. For flu, 201 cases were notified this week in comparison to 105 cases before Christmas. Dermot Monaghan, Chief Officer of Community Healthcare Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Monaghan and Sligo, said hospitals remain under pressure due to the increase in viruses within the community health services supporting Letterkenny and Sligo University hospitals. A number of initiatives are being carried out, including daily meetings between acute hospitals and community services to facilitate admission avoidance and early discharge, increasing the number of step-down beds available in community hospitals where possible, and liaising with private nursing homes to establish bed availability.
One of the 15 passengers who escaped uninjured after the bus in which they were travelling in burst into flames in Letterkenny last night has described how all of a sudden the coach was engulfed in flames. The expressway service had just begun its journey to Dublin when issues with the bus started to emerge. After turning and making its way back to Letterkenny, the coach caught fire. Bus Éireann has confirmed that a thorough investigation will be carried out. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Kieran praised the actions of the bus driver in ensuring everyone was evacuated in a calmly manner.
It's a normal bus journey. We headed out the dual carriageway and goes somewhere after the manor roundabout. You know, you're on your phone, you don't really be paying attention. The bus pulled in. I wasn't sure if it was to pick somebody up or something like that. But we stopped for about 10 minutes or probably even 5 minutes. The bus driver announced that we were going to have to head back to Letterkenny because of a problem that had arose on the bus. We got onto the dual carriageway. He pulled over again. I think he called his base a couple of times and everything was very calm at that stage. We got to the three ways there and the bus just conked right in the middle of the roundabout. Smoke started to appear at the back of the cabin. The bus driver came down. He did a great job. We all left the bus. Because the bus was dead, we couldn't open the luggage doors and there were people going on holidays, there were passports in there. There was smoke coming out of the back end of the stage and it was starting to flare up. There was small flames just as that was happening and we all moved back. We got all the bags out and everybody was very calm. But I have to commend the bus driver too. You know, he wouldn't think it was what it was. He was just, we all got off and everybody was safe. But once you saw the bus going up, it was pretty spectacular and it makes you realise how these things can happen. I'm just glad nobody was hurt. But again, I would have to commend the bus driver and his actions.
And as you say, the footage, it does show it looks as if the bus just engulfed in flames.
There was a couple of bangs. And the moment you're not really thinking about anything, you know, you're just getting people away and getting baggages and getting all that stuff out of there. You don't really have time to, I suppose, think about it. You just do what you think needs to be done. Like, it took 4 or 5 of us to open the baggage doors because the engine had stopped. You know, it's a diesel engine you're dealing with. And obviously I'm not an expert, but we didn't think at the time there was going to be a massive explosion. There were a few wee bangs, but, you know, there was nothing Hollywood about it. It fizzled and cracked for a good 20 minutes before it started to become a conflagration, and then it really did go up.
More strong winds have been forecast for Donegal this weekend. A status yellow wind warning has been issued for Donegal, Clare, Kerry, Galway and Mayo. Southerly winds veering southwesterly are expected to be very strong and gusty, especially near coast with localised waves overtopping possible. The warning comes into effect tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and will remain in place until 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. Irish Water says a major project set to get underway next week on Letterkenny's High Road will help drive down leakage and reduce the number of bursts and unplanned interruptions. The works will see High Road partially closed to traffic until the middle of February. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Irish Water and Donegal County Council are replacing 250 metres of ageing water mains along High Road in Letterkenny. This comes on foot of works recently completed along Church Lane, which saw approximately 200 metres of old water mains replaced. An Irish Water spokesperson says they are targeting the areas that need leakage reduction works the most, and High Road in Letterkenny is susceptible to frequent bursts. He says by replacing this stretch of pipeline, we will give local homes and businesses a more reliable water supply, eliminate existing leaks and significantly reduce the amount of clean drinking water lost into the ground. These works will take place along High Road from the New Line Road Junction to the Port Road Junction. The works were initially scheduled to begin last August, but local businesses successfully called for that to be deferred, saying they could not afford the inevitable hit to their businesses during the peak summer season.
The HSE says it's concerned about the health risks associated with cannabis jellies currently in circulation in Ireland. A number of people have been hospitalised in the south of the country. Sean O'Regan reports.
The HSE's National Social Inclusion Office has issued a statement on the emergence of synthetic cannabinoids appearing in cannabis and THC products. It says a small number of hospitalisations have occurred in the Tipperary region after people ate the Jolly Rancher jellies. Gardaí seized the jellies, as well as vape oil and cash, after searching a house in Clonmel on New Year's Eve. Synthetic cannabinoids are man-made chemicals produced to mimic the effects of THC, the main psychoactive compound in cannabis. The HSE says there's a high level of risk associated with THC edibles that are currently being sold illegally in Ireland. Signs of concern include rapid heart rate, seizures, vomiting and hallucinations. If someone has an unexpected reaction or becomes physically or mentally unwell after eating them, they're being urged to seek immediate medical attention.
It's 12 minutes past five, time for a short break, but we'll be back with more right after these.
Morning. The usual, please.
There you go, Aisling.
Thanks. Just what I need.
Perfect. See you tomorrow. When customers shop at independent businesses like mine, they get more and give more. Because what they spend here multiplies and helps the local economy with a ripple effect that benefits me, but also helps...
me.
Me.
Me. And my independent business too.
Visa. Where you shop matters.
There's never been a better time to go full Lidl. Let's hear it from our customers.
I'd say you don't know what you're missing until you do it. And you really will see the choice, the selection, the value for money. You know, you don't know until you try. So it's priority, get down to Lidl and get your shop done.
Go on, go full Lidl today.
The choices we make determine where we're going. Where will your choices take you? Visit Kelly's Toyota, Letterkenny or Mount Charles. And join the thousands of Irish drivers who swap diesel for Toyota Hybrid Electric, lowering their emissions and fuel costs. We've Ireland's widest hybrid electric range, including the Toyota CHR and Yaris Cross. Don't miss out. Order today at Kelly's Toyota, Letterkenny or Mount Charles. You'll never take a wrong turn with Toyota. Built for a better world.
At Ulster Bank, we have now begun to close current and deposit accounts. At this time, if your notice period and your deadline has passed, your account is now queued for closure. You must take action now. If you are still relying on your personal or business bank account and in need of support, please contact us immediately. Visit ulsterbank.ie, your local branch, or call 0818 210 260. Call costs may vary and calls from mobiles may not be free. Ulster Bank Ireland DAC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The massive January sale at Siopa Y&Ed Gidore starts Saturday. Everything in store is reduced to clear. Siopa Y&Ed Gidore. Sale starts this Saturday.
Callaghan's Gala and Go Burt, your one-stop family shop. Drive in to our newly renovated spacious forecourt. Fill up with our upgraded modern fuel pumps and save with our keen Go Fuel prices. Located on the main Letterkenny to Derry Road, we're the ideal pit stop on your Donegal journey. Fast flow fuel, self-service or attended with a smile.
Sure, it's all go at Callaghan's.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to Highland Radio News. It's over to Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Emma. We're going to start with football. Fin Harps have added former Derry City striker Michael Harris to their squad. The 20-year-old ended a nine-month spell with the Colorado Rapids last month. He arrives at Finn Park on a two-year deal subject to international clearance. Harris came through the academy ranks at neighbours Derry, scoring the winning penalty in the EA Sports Enda McGill Cup final in 2021. The convoy man made the switch to Colorado in 2022 before returning to Ireland in December. All games in Italy this weekend will observe a minute's silence in honour of Gianluca Vialli. The former Juventus and Sampdoria striker died at the age of 58 today from pancreatic cancer. Vialli's funeral will take place in his adopted home of London before a memorial service in his hometown of Cremona in the spring. His former Juve teammate Antonio Conte, who is now the Spurs boss, described Viale as an inspiration. The FA Cup third round proper kicks off this weekend with Manchester United and Everton meeting this evening at Old Trafford. It starts at 8 o'clock. Ahead of the game, United have signed goalkeeper Jack Butland on loan from fellow Premier League side Crystal Palace until the end of the season. Republic of Ireland international Seamus Coleman is in line to start for Everton tonight in that game. Inis Jones Roman McLaughlin will be playing her football in Denmark for the next 18 months, having spent the past 4 years in the United States at Central Connecticut University. The Greencastle native has signed with Fortuna Horing. Roma, who has been with the Irish senior squad since 2016, is hoping to be part of the Republic travelling party that goes to the World Cup later this year. To Gaelic Games, Paddy Carr named his first lineup as Donegal manager earlier today, ahead of the Counties McKenna Cup opener in Newry against Down on Sunday. Termin's Jamie Grant, Muff's Keelan McColgan and Glenfinn's Luke McGlynn have been given first starts in a Donegal senior jersey. Grant and McColgan played in the competition last season, while this is the debut year for McGlynn. With Sean Patton injured, Michael Lynch will man the goals. Stephen McMenamin, Brendan McCool, Keelan Ward and Jack McKelvey are named in the defence. Milford's Rory O'Donnell is given a third start at midfield alongside Keelan McGonigal, while Kieran Thompson, Conor O'Donnell, Jamie Brennan, Patrick McBerty and Dara O'Boyle are in the forward lines. Donegal manager Paddy Carr says it's a fine balancing act with the squad, having with so many competitions taking place at the minute.
We've named 26. I mean, we could name 36 or more because that's the amount of lads who have been given the commitment so far. Obviously, you know, there's a big Sigerson Cup game. We have lads involved with four different universities with Sigerson. So you're kind of trying to balance that act there between that you want to make sure that you're giving lads an opportunity, but that, you know, that they're not being kind of put under too much pressure in terms of game time, because you know, there's a full round of key Sigerson fixtures next week, and I suppose it is against the backdrop of the fact that, you know, the semi-finals of the under 21 championship are only being tomorrow as well. So you know, it's that might even change as it goes, but we didn't see any value. I know some squads there bringing 30 and more to some of these games, but unless we intend to use lads, it's probably best not to bring them away for the day.
That's Donegal manager Paddy Carr, and you can hear more from Paddy available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. In relation to Sunday's game, if you're not heading to Park Esler in Newry, you can tune Highlands Way. We will have live coverage from that tie. It starts at 1:30, and I'll be joined in the commentary booth by our usual match pundit, Martin McHugh. In Connacht's FBD Football League this evening, Galway play Leitrim at the Air Dome. Pádraic Joyce has named six of the players that started the 2022 All-Ireland Football Final, while Paul Conroy will begin the game from the bench. Thrown there is at 7:30. And confirmation of the two venues for the Donegal Under-21A semi-finals, which have been played tomorrow. Termin against St Eunan's is taking place at Glen Swilly at 1:30. And Gwydor playing McCool's, that's at 5:30 tomorrow evening in Convoy. Eamon Kelly will step up to the World Rally Championship in 2023, competing in Junior WRC. The 2022 Billy Coleman Award winner from Donegal will start his campaign on the snowy stages of Rally Sweden in February. Kelly will drive a four-wheel drive Ford Fiesta Rally 3 in the five-round series, identical to his rival competitors. Eamon, of course, won the British Rally Championship last year. In golf, Seamus Power is four shots off the lead ahead of a second round at the Century Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. The Waterford golfer will resume on 5 under par. That's four behind the leaders John Rahm, Colin Morikawa and JJ Spaun, jointly holding the advantage at the top on 9 under par. Ben Healy will line out for Munster in the United Rugby Championship this evening. They play the Emirate Lions at Musgrave Park in Cork at 7:35. Elsewhere, Robert Bellican will make his 50th appearance for Ulster as they take on Benetton tomorrow afternoon. He's one of five changes from the New Year's Day defeat by Munster. Shanae and Sport Bimage, Arashiri Samara, Iga, 3 o'clock. Emma.
Gromi and my hugged Oshin, August Anish and Newark, like Colin Ferreter.
Shewer Mahasa, Colin Ferreter and Charlin, the Prieve Skelty Air Highland Radio. Irachis the Kudge Forest, the Gilliga and you, Kurt Tershius, Air Fihit Fihis Adaw, Marv Lian na orasa in a renew forbert she actus changa na hagriacta or co-farciok la hagrosella August Erin Arnold planala changa kumai. Kuru kahar pajahen million euro or foil the oct ganter planala changa Bronu Shart gid August a fee million euro or shake yan jag the onad fobbled gilliga August Kuru Mwenu or foil the offagi gilliga sub fobble a shay a canter a straha a faranellan. Ar fodan alan. Réimsin na nálion takiú le cuig éile is seasca. Ort a gumpantas dramaíocht a jeg agus seart mór amacht a alíne. Capu cahar agar hórthi agus riorhór tionscodol a wain ar chonarthi cuig bliana agus óhiúf a falsi hórach a jeg Jiri le scéim de falsi hórach a ort lór agus seasca a chorar a waragu le boxi lórlenia bronta ar Mila Cade agus fias a cuig skull. Coru chorus nua eiratis yontis lina I vaim agus glacau le hiratis lina scaman a mwini ha fóris ni gaelig a fósta. Ta ga olas madur le scaman a mwini ha an asher fóil lina agus renew co-fartiort mór sean skadal la RTE lor fóisti erin la doan de la lor Allskal na Galjeva agus a common luchla skill. Ractaliu credjum onat factus a chroi oskion kere viljun folamori changa fod an doin. Curran Forrest Nigelig of Falter of Agriacta Ervian Lo, Irasus Yenov, Erengisha Chonskadal, as Kisha Shah Tajiriha, Eremchi Ebra, August Chonskadal, Nahul Cludiha, Fin the Skim and the Ella, is Fajer Le Iratori. Korascha Lahai and Skemshin Riven Fihidula de Mi Anner Augusta Onadiv Padrig and Noor among the Archiacta Fui Lahar La Past Lan Amshura the Hakra Alinu Fogarhe Ni War the Iratasori Changwana Yenev Leshen on the Contelua Oilama an Hour Shin Augustin Mahodsha Illegal Gulier Slan August Bannocked.
Today's weather, cloudy with outbreaks of rain moving in this evening. The rain will turn persistent for a time overnight, then a clearance will follow from the west. Overnight, lowest temperatures of 5 degrees. And a look back on this evening's headlines. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is to begin consulting nurses at Letterkenny University Hospital on industrial action over unsafe staffing levels and overcrowding. This week has been the worst on record for overcrowding in hospitals here, with almost 3,000 people on trolleys between Tuesday and today. The INMO say what happened this week was totally avoidable and they warned there would be overcrowding in January. Police in Derry say three people had a frightening experience last night when a masked man and woman armed with an axe entered a home in the Caw Close area of the city in the early hours of this morning. A major investigation has now been launched. Politics is becoming more toxic. That's according to Councillor Jack Murray, who says attacks on elected representatives has become somewhat acceptable. It comes after a bag of excrement was thrown at Minister Anne Rabbitt and Senator Kieran Canning at a public meeting in Galway on Wednesday night. And finally, the number of COVID-19 cases recorded in the Northwest has almost doubled in the past week, while flu is also on the rise. 240 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim over the past week. This is almost double the level in the week before Christmas Day. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. Our next news update will be at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 6th of January. The death has taken place of Bridie Heaney, née McFeely, 196 Muldener Road, Ford Glen, County Derry. Reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Peter and St. Paul's Church, Ford Glen. Interment afterwards in St. Matthew's Church, Drumcerne Graveyard. The death has taken place of Olive Brennan, née McGill, Clochfin, Castlefin, reposing at her home tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock. Funeral from there on Monday at 25 past 11 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castlefin at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Faithful Companions of Jesus, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via St Mary's Church, Castlefin YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Margaret Flood, Naoimh McLaughlin, 5, Ard Colmkill, Letterkenny. Margaret's remains will repose at her daughter Hilda Culbert's residence at 8, The Croft, Glencar, Scotch, Letterkenny, until 10 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:15, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, via Ard Colmkill and Beechwood Road, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Newleck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Archview Lodge Comfort Fund, care of any family member. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Margaret Rita McCormick, Né Quigg, Gulladuff, Moville. Margaret's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:15 for funeral mass at 2 o'clock in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Unit, Ard Evan Carndonagh, care of any family member. Margaret's funeral mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. The death has occurred of Ruby Stinson, Grahamstown, Ballintra, reposing at her late residence for walkthrough only this evening until 8 and tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. House strictly private, please, at all other times. Funeral service in Drumholme Parish Church on Sunday at 12:30, followed by burial in Drumholme Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Drumholme Parish Church or the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Peggy Morris, née Harkin, 95 Camas Road, Douglas Bridge, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass in St Eugene's Church, Glenoch at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Glenoch Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. And the death has taken place of Isabel Lockhart, Drumitten, Lochris Point, Ardra. Her remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening, followed by private removal to her residence. Funeral service at her home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by burial in Kilcashel Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Ardra Methodist Church, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.